Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So happy to have you here on this 26th day of September. This podcast is brought to you by Loved and Cherished, 100 Devotions for Girls by Lynn Cowell and Michelle Niedert. It answers some of the questions that our young girls between the ages of 8 and 12 are asking. They're asking, am I loved? Am I valuable? Am I smart? These questions can go on and on as long as the girl's imagination and self-image allow, and that's a big one. Self-image is difficult. A girl does need to know she's enough because of God's love. And so this book of 100 devotions will help her understand what it means to be loved by the God who has sacrificed everything for her. It has a beautifully decorated cover, a ribbon marker, which is super cool, and it has great illustrations. And this book of devotions will make the perfect gift for any girl in your life who deserves to know she is cherished, treasured, valuable, and worthy. So thank you for Loved and Cherished for sponsoring the show. Today we are in Galatians 4, verses 8 through 20 in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. At one time, you didn't know God. You were slaves to gods that are really not gods at all. But now you know God. Even better, God knows you. So why are you turning back to these weak and worthless powers? Do you want to be slaves to them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I'm afraid for you. I am afraid that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. I make my appeal to you, brothers and sisters. I'm asking you to become like me. After all, I became like you. You didn't do anything wrong to me. Remember when I first preached the good news to you? Remember, I did that because I was sick, and my sickness was hard on you. But you weren't mean to me. You didn't make fun of me. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God. You welcomed me as if I were Christ Jesus himself. So why aren't you treating me the same way now? Suppose you could have torn out your own eyes and given them to me. Then you would have done it. I am a witness to this. Have I become your enemy by now telling you the truth? Those people are trying hard to win you over, but it is not for your good. They want to take you away from us. They want you to commit yourselves to them. It is fine to be committed to something if the purpose is good, and you shouldn't be committed only when I am with you. You should always be committed. My dear children, I am in pain for you like I was when we first met. I have pain like a woman giving birth, and my pain will continue until Christ makes you like himself. I wish I could be with you now. I wish I could change my tone of voice. As it is, I don't understand you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I can see the pastoral heart of Paul and just this pleading that he's making that the Galatians not turn away to another gospel that has to do with works and doing a bunch of stuff and following a bunch of rules. He says that those who have done that have bewitched them. And so, Lord, help us to dissect this and understand, what does this mean for us today in our world? What are the things that we follow or we make rules about? I think one of the things seems really obvious to me right now is food, how we've made so many food rules and what's good and what's bad. And we can almost make diet and diet culture our God. And that's just one small example of many that we could choose right now. You said you were slaves to gods that are really not gods at all, but now you know God. Even better, God knows you. And so, Lord, help us to know that you know us, and help us to realize that we know you. Therefore, we do not need to chase after things that are lesser or things that are not real. Lord, you are the very real thing that we need right now. You are the one who has pursued us and known us and sacrificed yourself for us. Lord, thank you for the fact that when Paul came to them, he was sick, and yet he still carried out the duties that you had for him. And so I pray for my friends today who are sick, who are feeling like they cannot carry out the purposes that you have for them. Lord, in their weakness, would you be strong? Help them to get to that 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 place where they can boast about their weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in them. They can be well content with insults and persecutions and difficulties and weaknesses for Christ's sake, because when they're weak, then they're going to be strong. So Lord, I just pray for a strengthening of my friend right now who is sick. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to meet them in that weak place, to experience your healing, your perseverance through them, and just your care. We just need to know you care about us, Lord. Would you show us today that you are mindful of us, that we have not been forgotten by you, that you chronicle every tear that we've ever cried. And again, as I've been praying this month, that our little bit of light momentary affliction is just like a little hiccup compared to the glory that is to come. So help us to live in light of that new heavens, new earth, new life, resurrection, new body, all of those things, along with those who follow you. So Lord, help us also to understand what it means to shepherd other people as Paul did. He almost felt like he was in childbirth, giving birth to disciples. And so Lord, show us someone this week or in this next month whom we can kind of pull into our circle and disciple. You haven't called us to make converts, Lord. You have called us to make disciples, which is a much longer, more involved process. And I fear that we have forgotten about that. So teach us to pour our lives into others, to impart our very lives because people have become dear to us. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I pray that today is a day you can just find some little spots of quiet and rest.